We are here at the 2018 Solero FinTech Conference in Whistler, British Columbia. Have you been up here this parts before, Paul?
I've been here, but it was about 20 years ago, and it's still just as beautiful.
Yeah, it's gorgeous up here for sure. Something else really cool up here is the conference itself.
Yes.
How's that? We're here. I got to introduce you. My gosh, where are my manners? We are here with Doxum's very own Paul Abdul. Paul, how are you?
I'm doing great today. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. How is the conference going for you so far?
So far, great. The reception was amazing last night. They drummed us over there and had some great food and, you know, caught up with some old friends.
Yeah, you got a good location inside the whole vendor area over there.
So. Yeah, we have a booth number 6 there, right by the refreshments too. People keep coming by for coffee and saying hi.
That's a good thing.
It is.
That's a good thing. Topic at hand here, change management.
Yes.
How to get the most out of your software investment. How do credit unions get the most out of their software investment?
Well, one of the biggest problems is that people put these solutions in place, but then their users resist using them because it's different from the way they used to do things.
Yes, yes. Change is hard.
The way we always did it. And, you know, the 30-year veteran is competing with that new millennial that's coming in that wants to do it that way, but the way that they were trained was on older methods. So going through that whole exercise of understanding the customer journey, whether you're going through a CRM system or a loan or account opening, and really getting a full understanding of how it's done first, and then showing how it works in the software without trying to customize it. So use it the way that it's been designed, because it was born at credit unions, for credit unions, and it was actually perfected by them already. So why reinvent the wheel?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So how do we, the significance here, obviously you want a return on investment.
Yes.
But getting people to use this stuff. I mean, the hurdles, obviously, you just stated them. Like, hey, we've always done it this way. But getting past that sometimes is easier said than done. How do you get them past that hurdle?
Well, it's a couple of things. Is involve them early. Explain the whys. I think so many times they're said, here's your new vehicle, go drive it, as opposed to why did we get this, you know, SUV instead of a sports car? Well, you know, we have a growing family and we need to put some stuff in there and take the kids to sports and get their equipment in there. That's why we couldn't. So you explain some of the whys, you involve them in the choice. I think that's important as well. Early, show them what it looks like, ask them what's missing, are there any gaps that they see, and really see if we can address those gaps early.
So what's on the other side of that, the benefits of when you do experience change for the better, and most of the time it is, so the benefits to that change?
Well, and I'll use words of my customers. They've said it just saves so much time. The time in eliminating the paper processes, the old way they were doing things, has added up to efficiencies. And depending on the tool, whether it's lending, moving a loan through the system faster, and not forgetting to dot an I and cross a T because it's built into the process, and when they see that, they say, oh, that's great. Or a CRM system where they have to follow up with somebody, they don't have to think about it. It calendars automatically for them. They know that it's time to reach back out to that person when that particular item comes up again.
Indeed, indeed. And so where do we go? Where do, because change happens, something significant will have happened by the time this interview is over. So how do you, what is your advice for credit unions to kind of keep up with this change, to manage that change?
Well, a few things. One is education. The credit union system is very interesting for me as far as their own communication amongst each other. So learn from each other, but come to a conference like this, see how other people are doing it, see how, you know, listen to the stories that Doxum can share with you. I did a video with another credit union that went through some change management process, and I participated in their customer journey mapping. They spoke at our conference, so they could access that online and see for themselves.
Right on. Always good to have those customer testimonials. Those are very powerful things. Before I let you go, give us a quick update on Doxum. What's the latest and greatest going on there?
So many things. Doxum's growing by the minute. I am exhibit A of growth. Last year we had 49 requisitions and we hired a lot of people. We are really focusing this year on our commercial LOS offering, which we believe there's pent-up demand in the market. and a couple of early adopters have already acquired those, and we're talking all about it at our booth today.
Good.
Yeah.
Sounds like sky's the limit for you guys, as usual.
Yeah.
Paul?
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir. All right. Well done. Keep up the good work.